Are you financially honest in your marriage? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Years ago, I was interviewed for an article in Fortune magazine about a survey on financial infidelity. I was told that many people in the U.S. admit to having started secret bank accounts or credit cards without their partner's knowledge. At that time, The Guardian reported, cheating isn't always sexual. Many admit to hiding financial information from their partners, and a frank discussion may be the best way to approach the issue. It doesn't happen often, but I do agree with the media on this one. The Bible says that two become one in marriage. Many of us understand painfully well that coming together is a process. Merging finances is one of the hardest things a couple will do. In my experience, I've found that there comes a point at which couples can undermine their marriage with financial secrets. I once counseled a couple that were evicted from their home because the mortgage was not being paid. The husband admitted to hiding his gambling habit from his wife. There's no Bible verse that says a couple has to have joint checking accounts. It doesn't command that bills must be paid by the wife or the husband, but they must be paid. However, the ninth commandment directly instructs God's people never to lie. People who hide their finances in marriage are usually embarrassed by their spending habits. I highly recommend that a couple go through a financial Bible study to learn what the Bible says about money. Every couple should come together to create a budget where every account, every debt, and all responsibilities are discussed openly. Trust is a currency of greater value than any amount of money in a marriage. Always be honest with your spouse. Our budget coaching program can guide you on the road to financial freedom and honesty. Go to crown.org and click on the Get Help Now tab.